Blog Talk Radio.
Be sure to check out Raphael Lewis's program on Blog Talk Radio. Gateway to Heaven. 5 p.m. Central Time. Raphael is founder, president, and CEO of FAAVM Canada. Author and publisher of Tears of Love, I Am Not a Criminal. Gateway to Heaven is an educational program reflecting insightfully on the most complex subjects of spirituality through meaningful understanding of spiritual teachings and humankind relationship with our Supreme, Divine and Holy Creator. Gateway to Heaven also establishes a common and in-depth knowledge of spirituality by addressing the social and religious transformation of the world population and societies and the existence of the multi-religious communities by broadcasting ongoing debates and dialogues focusing on religious beliefs and spiritual traditions of the world. Join us, Sundays, 5 p.m. Central Time, Gateway to Heaven, with your host, Raphael Lewis, on Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of our show, Gateway to Heaven, and in association, of course, with Gateway to Heaven Global Ministries. And today, the theme of our show is overcoming gambling addiction. We know that we live in a world where we face many challenges, many obstacles. However, the most important thing is not to get caught in an endless circle of life. We need to be able to break down or break out of the circle and be able to enjoy life to the fullest, therefore achieving what our purpose meant to be. Today, we have a special guest. She is Nancy Adler, and she is an author. She's a coach. She's a mentor, motivational speaker, and business leaders. And today, she made a special appearance to help us with the subject of gambling addiction. And without even going further, do we have Nancy online and our co-host, Terry?
Yes, Raphael, thank you. This is Nancy Adler with Gambling on Life.
Yes, this is me, Mercer.
Terry, are you there?
I am very well. Thank you so much for inviting me to share my experience, strength, and hope. It's a privilege.
Wonderful. And Terry, any welcoming from you today, and how was your week? Terry?
Can you hear?
Oh, okay. Well, as I announced, and we have Nancy Adler, and Nancy, as I just mentioned it, we have a special theme. Is overcoming gambling addiction. And Nancy, can you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely.
And what you do and who you are.
I would be happy to. Again, my name is Nancy Adler, and I'm with gamblingonlife.com. And thank you, Raphael, again for inviting me. I also would like to introduce a special guest that is a wonderful friend and colleague of mine. Her name is Janine Mercer. Janine, are you on the line?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, welcome, everyone. This is going to be a very, very special show. And, as Nancy just announced herself, well, we're already familiar with, and Nancy, you brought a special guest with you as well. Can she introduce herself, or can you introduce her?
Janine, would you like to introduce yourself, and then I'll finish introducing myself?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. I'm happy to share my journey back to success. Everyone started a little over 5.5 years ago when I placed my last bet in a gambling casino.
Okay.
And that just happened to be on my only daughter's birthday. So I made the decision that day that I was going to stop gambling once and for all after 13 years of gambling pretty recklessly. And I had a lot of changes to make, Raphael, personally, financially, spiritually. I mean, I was financially bankrupt and found myself living in a home for women and children that suffered from domestic violence. So that was the beginning of my journey. Today my life is much different. But the one thing that really helped me not to just be overcome by it all is stepping out in faith, having the courage to change, and just to fully understand what was in my abilities to change and what was not. So I made the decision that day when I found myself living in a home for women who suffered from violence that when I got back on my feet, Raphael, I was going to give back. So now, 5.5 years later, I have a coaching and mentoring business as well as a personal development business that I am so passionate about. And I help fund a home for women and children in transition. And I am just blessed to be alive today. And the very first thing that I did to transform my life was just having the courage to change.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And I believe, Nancy, that when they say that life adversities occur because our God, we may call him God or the Creator or Allah, whichever name we relate to him, I believe that life adversities come our way to bring us to a higher dimension in life. And that's the truth, because looking at your success stories and what you went through and how you overcome, now you became a leader and a mentor, and I believe the success that you're encountering now is because of your adversity. So it's a true statement when they say adversity brings us to a higher level, higher consciousness. How would you think about that? And Terry, are you there, right?
This is Janine. Janine Mercer.
Okay. I guess one of our co-hosts today. Okay. And Nancy, how would you relate to that statement? Our adversities. How would you relate to that statement?
Well, one of the things I say to that was, I never lost my faith in God. I just really felt, you know, thinking back, that I lost faith in myself. And so I absolutely believe that there are no true, really losses in life. It just depends how we see things. And I absolutely agree with you. It's a matter of overcoming adversity, looking at the particular situation at hand and saying, what can I learn from this? It can either make me bitter or it can make me better.
Right. Okay. And Nancy, I forgot the name of your co-guest. Remind me so I can write it down and then we can have our discussion going on today, because I have my first question for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. My special guest's name is Janine Mercer.
Janine, J-A-N-I...
J-E-A-N-I-N-E.
Okay, Janine. Okay, we'll address her by Janine. Wonderful. And Nancy, before we start the questionings and our debate, what gambling on life, what is the mission of gambling on life? Because it seems that this is something or a program or an institution, if we may call it that way, that you founded based on your experience. So what is the mission? What exactly Gambling on Life is established to provide?
Thank you, Raphael. I founded Gambling on Life. It is a business of personal development and coaching and mentoring, as well as a movement to inspire everyone to begin today to fulfill their vision and passion. And that comes from them. So I am blessed to help people unfold what their vision and passion is in life and what their calling is. And I just always encourage everyone to pursue what you are most passionate about, because I believe that comes from our higher power, God. And I encourage everyone to listen to your heart and your head and what your gut tells you, if you'll excuse the expression. And my why, my long-term goal, as I said, is to fund a home for women and children in transition. And I'm just doing that. So I work with clients and colleagues to help them unfold what their why is and what drives you. That's what drives me. Everyone is different.
Yes, yes, indeed. And is that home established yet? Because when I explore your website, Nancy, I see that dream home. Has that dream become reality yet, or is it even a dream in the making?
Yes, actually, the home is already established. Ultimately, I would like to open up my own home, but I, through the partial proceeds from the sale of my magazine and ebook called entitled Gathered by Gambling in Life, which will be out shortly, I will be donating a portion of the proceeds, Raphael, to a domestic violence home here in the Phoenix area. In fact, the precise home where I stayed a little less than 5.5 years ago, and I'm in the process now of getting the name of that home up on the website. It's called Chrysalis. And I'm happy to send you or anyone else that sends me an email the information on the home itself.
Okay, wonderful. Because we have your website on our page and your email as well. So the audience may feel absolutely free to contact Nancy and to discuss anything. And before we move on, and Janine, did you have any comments or any related experience to share with us?
Oh, yes, I do. First, I want to thank God for being here today, because without God, none of this would have been possible. It wouldn't have been possible for me to meet Nancy or for me to meet you even, or even be on this broadcast. So first of all, I want to thank God for that. Secondly, I have been through a whole lot of diversities in my lifetime. I've been a foster child and have, you know, grown to become a successful entrepreneur and author of a book.
Okay, and how did you overcome your adversities? Because at some point in time, when we're in the middle of adversities, something higher must pull us out. And one thing that can help us, I believe, is our will, self-will, that we want to break out of that circle. But something else has to trigger that change. And in your case, Janine, what triggered that change for you to be able to break out of that circle?
My belief in God.
Okay.
Without my belief in God, none of this, I mean, I wouldn't even be here today.
Yes, yes, by the grace, of course, wonderful. And Nancy, I mean, thank you so much, Janine. We'll be back and forth with you and Nancy simultaneously. And my first ever question, Nancy, how did that happen to you? Have anything triggered you to go on gambling, or were you introduced to it through friends, or how did that happen to get there?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. I appreciate it. Initially, when I first started gambling, Raphael, it certainly was just recreational, getting together with family and friends. And, you know, even as I was growing up, I've taken a look at this, that, you know, gambling wasn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, my family and friends would play poker and things like that, and it was for, you know, recreation and an enjoyment. I do know where the precise time and moment that it became a problem for me, Raphael. It was when my downfall was when I won two jackpots in the same evening, and I got it in my mind somehow that I could be a professional gambler and earn a living that way. And, you know, nothing.
Okay.
I know now nothing could have been further from the truth. And I and I spent far more money than I ever won trying to win it all back.
Okay.
And in the process, not only did I lose a lot of money, I lost myself and who I was.
And how, Nancy, how did that affect your life at a spiritual level? We're going to see if we can tackle all the levels spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. But let's start with the spiritual part. How did that affect your life spiritually?
You know, immensely. As I said previously, I think I never lost my faith in God. I thought while I was actively gambling that he had lost his faith in me. And there again, that wasn't true, but that's what I thought. So as part of my recovery from gambling and even my successes in life, it has been simple unless I complicate it. It's trust God, clean house, correct myself where I need to make corrections, and help people. But I did truly lose my connection with my God. And, I know today that God forgave me for the gambling that I did long before I forgave myself. I had lost, because I believe... today I spend time each day with my God in prayer and meditation, and I make a list of things that I'm grateful for each and every day. And so it was a matter of reestablishing that connection with my Lord that caused me to realize that I wanted to have a business of my own, to where I could contribute to the success of others. And it was my reconnection on a spiritual level that allowed me to hear that still small voice saying, you know, this is what I was called to do. And so, you know, a calling from the Lord. And you know how you spoke earlier about, you know, the lessons we learn through adversity.
Right. So you finally you found your purpose, and what you went through was experience, because those spiritual gifts. To be a mentor, it takes some special skills, not just learning. I believe, Nancy, we don't learn to be a mentor. We become, or we were born a mentor. But through life experience, we become that mentor. And I believe that overcoming those adversities, as we keep mentioning that, that's what makes you becoming a mentor. And, you have many other gifts that now you're sharing and helping. And is that your passion, or how do you impact others? What most inspire you, Nancy, in helping others?
Well, thank you. And you know, I have been learning also, Raphael, that some of my greatest successes come through the testimony of my clients and colleagues. And Janine, did you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yes, Nancy, definitely. Because, gosh, you opened my eyes to something that was unbelievable.
in a statement that you once said to me to do what you can today because you never know whether you're going to be here tomorrow. So finish what you can finish today. And that made an impact on me because I was able to actually finish my book with that one statement.
Okay.
And how long had you been working on your book, Janine?
20 years.
20 years. And what's the title of the book, Janine?
Afraid to Sleep.
Okay. And where can they purchase it?
Well, right now it's being printed. I'm giving out a number of complimentary copies right now, but they can contact me for information on how to get it.
Okay. Well, we're going to chat with you soon. Nancy, you had something to say, right?
Well, yes, to Janine specifically, congratulations and for having the courage.
Yes.
To complete your book. I know it will help many, and I am an author as well, and so I have a real passion for writing. I'm completing a book myself of my life's journey, and which is really my purpose and passion. And I am just grateful that we connected, Janine. I don't believe in coincidence, and I'm grateful and honored to be your coach and mentor.
I'm grateful to have you because without you, I mean, none of this would have been possible because without God, of course. But not only that, I mean, you've been the greatest coach greatest coach in person that I've ever came across. You offer your services for free. You didn't ask for anything. You just went out there just to help me without having any type of monetary expectations. So I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome, Janine.
And that's magical and divine when one meets someone that impacts someone else's life. And how did you two meet, and in which circumstances of life? Because you seem, Janine and Nancy seem to have such a divine and spiritual connection. And how did that occur?
Well, actually, we met online. We both have a passion for helping people build their businesses. And I met Janine on a networking site called Plexo, I believe.
Yeah.
And
okay.
we made a connection on a number of different levels and set up an appointment to speak. And I spoke with her about what she was working on. And we're just taking it, you know, one step at a time. And that is part of my coaching program, to keep it simple. What's the most important thing you want to focus on today? Because it's easy sometimes to get bogged down, if you will, with too many details. I take it one, keeping it simple, if you will. And what is the most important thing that Janine wanted to work on in her business and or her personal life? But we almost seem to have an instant connection.
Wow! That's divine. And well, time is flying because what I want to do is let's see, Nancy, what. Because I want the audience today to walk out listening to the show and have a different perspective on gambling and how they can break from that cycle. And let's see if we have time before we go half break. We do have time for one quick question before we go to a half show, little musical pause. What are the consequences, Nancy? Because I want the audience to understand the consequences, to realize that they have that problem, and then to know how they can break out of that circle. What are the consequences of gambling addiction?
Well, there are many, Raphael, on a number of different levels. As we spoke earlier, it was my experience you know, on a spiritual level, when I continue to gamble, or really with any addiction. I'm not an addiction specialist in all addictions, but basically, you know, the very core of it is one can lose their connection with their higher power. And for me, for me, that was paramount. So that's one of the things, certainly. And for me also, I lost myself. I didn't know what my purpose was. And I also lost 13 years of my life, spending them in gambling casinos.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't say you lost them because, as you know, Nancy, what we go through, what we experience is what makes us who we are today. But the most importantly, that we don't get caught in that circle for the rest of our lives. Because, like you just said, the consequences can be very, very costly. And, Janine, anything you can share on that perspective?
Yes, definitely. Once you get caught up in yourself and what you are doing, you forget to help others. And the important thing in life to know is that you are here to help others. And that's one thing I want to really emphasize, because a lot of people are here saying me, when helping others will actually make you feel better. And it's also in serving the Lord, serving God. You are serving God by helping others, and that's the main point.
That's right. That's absolutely true. And before we go to a little break, one quick question. Anyone, I mean, Janine or Nancy can answer. When would someone realize that they have such a problem?
Thank you, Raphael. This is Nancy. I think, Raphael, from my experience, it's different for everyone. I mean, what did it for me? For me to stop was, you know, to be spiritually bankrupt and financially bankrupt, and I knew that I knew, and I share about this in my ebook as well, that I needed to make some changes. Everyone is different, and you know, we all go through adversity, and I would just say that it's the you know, part of it for me was, and there's this expression, when the pain becomes so bad of remaining the same, that's when I decided I needed to change and stop gambling and restore my life so I could give back today.
Okay. Because it is important to realize, as you just said, Nancy, it's vitally important to realize that, oh, wait a second, I'm not myself anymore. This is not the right way to live my life. It's important to realize, and by realizing, then we can be open to receive help in order to make that change happening. And briefly before we go to break, Nancy, how did you break out of that circle? How did you set yourself free from it?
Well, it is a process, like any personal growth or professional growth.
Mm-hmm.
It took some time. I had a lot of financial issues to work out, but I knew that the most important thing was that I not gamble.
Okay.
And then I made a list of priorities. So it was for me, and I recommend this to my clients as well, take first things first. What is most important? Where was I? And I, thinking back, the most I needed to put my recovery first, and I still do that today. When I first stopped, it was what was most important, and the most important thing for me was not to gamble and to ask for help. I used to think that was a weakness, and now I believe it's a strength.
Okay, wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we'll do, Nancy and Janine, we're going to take a little musical pause, about 2-3 minutes. That's our little routine we do. And when we come back, we're going to dedicate the next 15 minutes for Janine and Nancy to help the audience and everyone else listening to our show how they can overcome gambling addiction. And then the other 14 or 10 minutes, we're going to talk about Nancy's radio show, because Nancy is having a radio, the Bew, right? I said that right. So
yes.
We're going to, okay. So we're going to go on a little short musical pause, and then we're going to come back and discuss how Nancy can give you some tips how to overcome gambling addiction. Then we'll talk about Nancy's radio debut. So again, Nancy and Janine, thank you so much for coming today. Appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We're going to go on a musical break, and we will be right back with you with Nancy and Janine. Gentlemen, welcome back to our special edition of Gateway to Heaven Global Ministries, and today our theme is Overcoming Gambling Addiction. And we have with us two special guests. We have Nancy and Janine. And as we introduced Nancy earlier on, and she brought along another special guest, Janine, and we're debating how to overcome gambling addiction. And before we went out, we went to our little musical break, we announced that we would see if Nancy and Janine can share some tips with the audience and everybody else how to get that inner power to overcome any type of addiction. And Nancy, I believe the tips you will share with us, it can be applicable in any other type of addiction. Don't you think so?
I absolutely do, and I believe the principles of recovery from addiction mm-hmm. can also be applied in every aspect of our life. Lifestyle
right.
changes. I learned so much in my recovery about building a business and the importance of, and those very same principles can be used to build a strong business about what I'm passionate about or what my clients are passionate about. Because if I'm passionate about what I'm doing, that drives me and it drives my business. Did that help?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And Janine?
Yes, I feel that overcoming addiction has a lot to do with your spiritual life. If you are in tune with God on a daily basis, you will overcome that addiction by just merely saying and asking in prayer to overcome that addiction.
Okay. And what important lessons learned from all this experience, Nancy and Janine? Whomever wants to go first.
Thank you, Raphael. This is Nancy. Well, one of the things mm-hmm. that I've learned is just to remain grateful for what I do have. You know, thinking back even when I was living in a shelter, I was grateful that I knew I could restore my life and that I didn't have several children like some of the other women had that they were responsible for. My daughter was an adult at the time. And just, I make a list daily, as I said, of what I'm grateful for. And the other thing I would say is to not just have the courage to change, to replace fear with courage. Because what I've learned is when I'm fearful of something, it causes me to make bad decisions as opposed to stepping out in faith and doing the right thing.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. And what I would like to know as well, What is your foundation? Did you have any spiritual background before, or is your spirituality, is this where you encounter your spirituality through these spiritual experiences, Nancy or Janine?
I'd like to answer that question. This is Janine. I encountered my experience is at around 8 years old, and being it was happening in the South, they're very, very spiritual. I went to church every Sunday, and I got saved, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through that, it helped me from that point on in whatever I did, whether it was good or bad, and my belief in God helped me from that point on.
Okay. Yes, it's very important to have that foundation, eh, Janine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's extremely important.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, Janine, let's talk a few moments about your book. What is the message that you are publishing in your book? What message, what lesson, or what are you teaching in your book? What do you want your readers to learn? How are you planning to impact? This is the word I was looking for. And how are you planning to impact others' lives, you know, for the best, of course, with your book? What are you publishing now, Janine?
Yeah, being that I grew up in the foster care system, there are a lot of foster children out here right now that think that they cannot make it in life. They are stereotyped and labeled, and therefore they tend to become these labels. What my book teaches is not only you can overcome your obstacles in life and believe in God, but you can also accomplish all your dreams and aspirations that you, whatever you want to be.
Okay. So are they based on your life experience or life learning, Janine?
Yes. Yes. And I want to reach out to all the foster children, all the children who are in foster care, and I want them to read it to let them know that they can be somebody.
Yes, 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 of course. And we need more, of those messages, especially because children, Janine and Nancy, they're the next generation. And sometimes, I mean, I do humanitarian work as well, and sometimes we adults, we act like there's no children, we forgot them, they're not part of society, they're not included. Even in politics, we don't see a lot of decision-making for children. But those children are the next generation. Would you share that same perspective, that they're a little bit forgotten as far as their needs, the world, because we have orphans out there, we have single parents, we have children that their parents are incarcerated. Don't you think that our children are a little bit forgotten as the next or future generation?
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah. Nancy, you want to comment on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that. They're very forgotten. Once they become part of any type of system, whether it be the foster care system or orphaned or, you know, their parents' death, once they become part of any type of system, the society teaches them that they cannot be what they want to be.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Society does not take them to church. They don't preach God to them.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is stopped. Everything is stopped. Their life is stopped.
Yeah, yeah. And Nancy?
You know, I absolutely agree with what Janine just said. And thinking back in my childhood, I was adopted at a very early age and had a wonderful family growing up, and I did have that spiritual upbringing, and went to church and had a wonderful fellowship in that regard, and so that was a foundation that was set early on in my life that I could call upon in my recovery,
right.
and not just in my recovery from gambling, but in all aspects of my life. My faith allowed me the strength. Sometimes we were human, and it's leaning on the Lord sometimes and knowing that we are never truly alone. And so I had that strong spiritual background growing up early, and I certainly absolutely agree with it's important to have a foundation. And so I applaud Janine for what she's doing. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping this home for women and children that suffer from domestic violence, because it affects entire generations. And that's the background I came from. I came from an abusive household. And that was the biggest lesson I had. It was very difficult to leave, but once I made that decision, it was a gift to my growth. So I would reach out and encourage all women and or men that are in an abusive situation to reach out and ask for help, that you're not alone. And that's what my book and magazine is is about as well. You know, our life lessons, we all have them.
Yes, yes. Okay, yes, thank you so much. And Janine, I deeply wish you mega success with your new book, and hopefully and wishfully you make it to New York Times bestselling list, because we need to see more children work being exposed and being valued, because even before we talk to Nancy, I wanted to share that with you, Nancy and Janine. It just came into my mind. Then I'm looking at the stimulus bill that, you know, goes through Senate and the House in the United States as we speak, facing the financial crisis. But you see, almost $1 trillion. It's almost $900 billion, right? But on that bill, I don't see priority given to children as the future generation. It's so that we're trying to save a generation, but by saving that generation, you forgot that the children is what we need to look upon to save the generation to come, because we're gone. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point, because they not only did that, they also cut the expenses for school. So we have to teach, we have to educate the children that whether they go to school or not, they can still be someone. If they believe in God, they believe in themselves, no matter what situation they're in, they can still be someone in this society.
Yes, absolutely. Well, all the blessing for your book, Janine. And then since we're approaching almost we have, let's take the next 10 minutes to discuss about Nancy's show, and then if we can have 1 or 2 minutes, because Nancy, you have a dream, right, to establish your own house for abused women, right?
Yes. Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. You're welcome. Let's talk about your radio show, and then let's squeeze in, and I'd like to talk to you about your dream, but let's talk about your radio show. What is the name of your radio show, and when is it officially start? When does it officially start?
Actually, the debut is already online, Raphael. Thank you for asking that. And our listeners can log into www.blogtalkradio.com and then /gambling/on/life. All of my Blog Talk Radio show, Raphael, can be accessed from my website at www.gamblingonlife.com. Anyone can feel free to order my complimentary ebook entitled I'm Betting on You. It is a short inspirational story of my road back to success. That can all be accessed from my website, the Blog Talk Radio Show. I have already done the debut, so they can log into Blog Talk Radio from my website and listen to the debut. The next radio broadcast will be February 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. And is it going to be regularly or weekly, daily, monthly, or...?
It is going to be a weekly broadcast, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be interviewing a wide array of guests, including successful authors, entrepreneurs, empowered coaches and mentors, and also recovery professionals and those that have transformed their lives through recovery from addiction and abuse. So
It's mostly self-help.
It is self-help and those that have transformed their lives from, as you discussed earlier, adversity, taking, our strifes in life, making, taking strife and striving to overcome adversity to thriving. And so I am blessed. And that's really what the radio show is about, just inspiration and hope and reaching out to others. It's a message of courage and overcoming adversity and building strong lives based on faith, and also building strong businesses around what each and every one of us are passionate about.
Absolutely. And self-help, self-development, and spirituality as well. And it's going to be weekly, wonderful. And is Janine going to be part of it, Nancy?
Actually, I will be interviewing Janine next Wednesday, and we'll talk more
okay.
about her purpose and passion and about her new book mm-hmm. and how successful she's been as an entrepreneur. And, you know, what I've been learning, and I'm sure I'll share mm-hmm. more on the radio program as well, as I grow personally, my business
mm-hmm.
grows as well. So
okay.
basically what I do for a living is I coach and mentor others to build strong businesses mm-hmm. based around what they're passionate about. And
okay.
that's done through one-to-one coaching. And I also have a personal development business where people can earn money. If the personal development field, even in this economy, it's an $18 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it is
mm-hmm.
still
mm-hmm.
growing. So, you know, I help others build businesses around what they're passionate about through coaching and mentoring.
Right. You know, those resources, as I am seeing that self-help, personal development, and spirituality in business, I even came across a website that was promoting spiritual business. And we're seeing that growing, and it seems like Nancy and Janine, we're sort of grassroots and the patriarch of those type of business, including spirituality in business. And how can any business benefit from having a spiritual touch, Nancy?
Well, I believe in my heart that we are all called to serve in one way or another, and God has graced us all with different gifts for a reason. And you know, I have many people ask me, and I get many emails about, you know, what to do in this economy. And I suggest to everyone that they reach out their hand to another to help them. I was reading a statistic not too long ago that if you spoke about grassroots, you know, in businesses, if we build businesses in our local community about what we're passionate about and keep
mm-hmm.
our dollars, if you will, in our local communities. I was reading an article, Raphael, a financial article, that for every dollar we spend in our local community,
mm-hmm.
68 cents of the dollar goes back into our local community, as opposed to if we invest in nationwide chains and things like that, only 38% goes back into our local community. So I'm a large advocate of helping our local community. And, I mean, there's no denying that, you know, we have some financial, you know, you were talking about budget and how much goes to children. I believe that in the giving is the receiving. So I encourage and inspire everyone to hold out their hand and ask their neighbor, how can I help?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Janine?
Yes.
Before we, thank you so much, Nancy, for ringing. Before, I mean, we have about 5 minutes left, but any comment, because we're going to talk about your dreams, Nancy, within the next 5 minutes. Any comments about the community? What, I mean, In sense of resources, what's your perspective? Sharing Nancy's perspective on being an active part and grassroots effort at our community level first. What's your What's your input in that, Janine?
Well, first to touch off on Nancy, her coaching and personal development is unbelievable. And with,
right, okay.
with that, with her coaching, I'm able to further reach out to the community to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my main goal, to do that. And me and Nancy, we've been building a community of our own, and that community is going to help others. And like Nancy said, that's the main thing, is to help others, and that's how I feel that we're going to impact the community.
Yes, yes. That's so important. And Nancy and Janine, we have 3 minutes, and Nancy, you have a dream. And was that dream born? And I know it will come true, because dreams do come true. And can you please share your dream with us? We have about 2 minutes.
Absolutely. My dream is to fund a home for women and children in transition through domestic violence, and I'm already accomplishing that. I donate a portion of the proceeds from Gambling on Life to Chrysalis Home for Women and Children. And I'm doing what I am most passionate about, which is I specialize in coaching and mentoring women in transition, career or life transition. Also, successful entrepreneurs that may be looking for another stream of revenue where they can build their own businesses about what they're passionate about and making their dreams come true. And also, I specialize in coaching and mentoring those in recovery and those that are interested in furthering their recovery. So that is my dream, and that is my purpose. I would ask and welcome and encourage anyone to visit my website at gamblingonlife.com. I welcome you to send for my complimentary ebook, I Am Betting on You. It's a short inspirational story. Please feel free to pass it along to another that you care about. And you can visit my radio show from my website and podcasts and sign up for my blog. And I absolutely offer a complimentary coaching session. The listeners can send me an email at nancy@gamblingonlife.com. I look forward to helping you in any way I can. I encourage to learn what you're working on and how I can help.
So wonderful. Thank you so much. So lots of, a considerable amount of resources to visit Nancy's website at www.gamblingonlife.com. And Janine, within 60 seconds, what is your dream?
My dream is basically to help people. And through that avenue, I use www.directmatches.jamsline.com. And I build a community of people helping other people.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And, thank you so very much. And I must say, today we had a good divine encounter where we learned how the God's spiritual inner strength can help us overcome anything in life. And the true examples, we have Janine and Nancy today, who came to give their hours, 1 hour to come here and share how you can overcome anything with the help of God. And thank you, Nancy, and thank you so much, Janine, for coming. And any final words for the audience today?
Thank you, Raphael. I would just like to thank you for your kind and gracious invitation to allow me this time to share my story, and I hope that there's something that your listeners heard here today that will cause them to come back and allow any one of us to help each other along. Sometimes people, kind of get stuck in their journey and they're unsure of things. So I am just grateful to have this opportunity to share my journey, and I truly believe that we are all better together. So thank you again, Raphael.
Thank you so much, Nancy. And any final words?
Yeah, I want to thank you, Raphael, for having me. I want to thank God for me being able to do this, to be on air with you. It's a pleasure, and it's also a blessing to be here. And I hope to be on one of your other broadcasts soon.
Yes, of course. And we will certainly be in touch. I mean, Nancy and I were good friends, and then we'll certainly be in touch and continue working together again. And then helping, that's what we were born to be. And thank you again, Nancy and Janine, for coming and share your life experience and your blessings and your success. And we wish you all the best. May your dream come true, and wishing you continued success. And if you want to follow and get more in-depth information on Nancy's work and how she can assist you, you have her website address at www.gamblingonlife.com. And Janine, what's your website?
www.directmatches.com/jamsline.
Okay, perfect. So we know how to get a hold of Nancy and how to get a hold of Janine. And we thank them both, Nancy and Janine, once again. God bless you all. And thanks, audience, for coming today. And that's all the time we had, and we look forward to see you next Sunday, same time, for another edition. And look on our website to see who our next guest will be for next Sunday. Thank you so much again, and may God bless you, and have a wonderful week, Nancy and Janine.
Blessings to all. Thanks, Raphael.
You're welcome, and God bless you all.
Be sure to check out Raphael Lewis's program on Blog Talk Radio, Gateway to Heaven, 5 p.m. Central Time. Raphael is founder, president, and CEO of FAAVM Canada, author and publisher of Tears of Love, I Am Not a Criminal. Gateway to Heaven is an educational program reflecting insightfully on the most complex subjects of spirituality through meaningful understanding of spiritual teachings and humankind relationship with our Supreme, Divine and Holy Creator. Gateway to Heaven also establishes a common and in-depth knowledge of spirituality by addressing the social and religious transformation of the world population and societies and the existence of the multi-religious communities by broadcasting ongoing debates and dialogues focusing on religious beliefs and spiritual traditions of the world. Join us, Sundays, 5 p.m. Central Time, Gateway to Heaven, with your host, Raphael Lewis, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.